This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And youth, get your act together. If you want to tell your... And boys, let me talk to you boys for a second. I've been meaning to talk to you. If you're 17 or 18 and saying, Mom, I want to get married, because, you know, this is urge. I don't know what to do about it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 114, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I just memorized that part. Right? Because I need the Qur'an to help me out here. Let me tell you something. First turn into a man. Then worry about getting married. You working? How many hours? You helping out with the finances of the house? You taking care of business? You manning up? You helping out your father with the business? You're paying for your own school? Standing on your own feet? No, I'm a junior in college. What's your major? I don't know. I thought it was accounting, but I took a couple of courses and like I failed. And so I'm thinking I should do political science. What are you going to do for work? I don't know. I'll figure that out when I graduate. Really? Because that just means you're still a child. I don't know why you have that strange accent, but... Man up. Get direction in life. Start working while you're in college. You want to talk about marriage? Start working while you're in college. Pay your own tuition. Man up. If you have to work at the Gap and sell t-shirts, if you have to go change tires at a car station, doesn't matter. If you have to be the guy that does the valet parking, you know, doesn't matter. Get an odd job, doesn't matter. It'll prepare you for life. Getting yelled at by your boss when you're late to work will prepare you for life. Stop being a spoiled brat that is playing PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 8 hours a day, and then he says, Brother Noman, how do I tell my parents I want to get married? When you become a man, you can get married. Then you have a case to make. Look, Mom, I'm carrying my own weight. Look, Dad, I've been working. I can support a family now. I can take care of it. And this is a conversation about maturity that's really important for both parents and young people. You know, Texas, alhamdulillah, a lot of Muslims are moving here because it's, you know, low cost of living. I mean, obviously in New York, I couldn't afford a house. I couldn't afford to do what I'm doing here in Texas. Obviously, like, drastically cheaper, which means we have more disposable income, which means we're probably paying for the tuition of our children when they go to college. Those of you that have kids that are going to college, show of hands, please. Show of hands, kids going to college. A few of you, okay. You know, don't be ashamed. It's okay. He says he only goes sometimes. But anyway, so if your kids are going to college and you're paying their tuition and you bought them a car and you're paying for the insurance and you got them health insurance and then you know what? They're adults with beards and, you know, they've hit puberty already, but actually when it comes to dealing with life, they're still children. Because they haven't taken any responsibility, and that's why they can cut classes and fail and take another semester, because daddy's always there to pay tuition. And if dad gets mad, mom will pay. Mom will make him pay anyway. It's okay, I got it. I got this. I got my plan, you know? So if that's the case with you, then the parents are responsible for not letting their children become adults. I mean, I'm talking about outside of med school. Med school, you can't do anything. Sorry, your life is over. But that's everybody else. The only thing you can do is be presidents of masjids afterwards. But it happens. I don't know how it happens, but it happens. Nationally, it is a national sunnah of American Muslims. Become a doctor, then run a masjid. Sorry, doc. But anyhow, if you don't start working ahead of time, then, you know, we're living in tough economic times, right? Nobody's going to hire somebody with a degree in their hands and no work experience. Nobody's going to hire you. And then you'll be sitting, you know, on a chair, you know, another few years before you, I don't know, should get married. Oh, I can get married, my parents can support me because the parents should support us. What happened to chivalry? You know, ayna al-muru'a? What happened to just being manly? Be that. And then you can get married. Absolutely, you should get married. If you're mature enough, you should get married early. And I'm speaking, and I don't consider myself an ideal case by any like stretch of the imagination. I was a spoiled brat myself when I was a teenager, but my family had to move from New York, and I was living by myself in New York. I've been working 40 hours a week since I was 17. full-time. High school, college. I took an extra year in college because I was working full-time. 40 hours is the minimum I ever worked. Right? But you know what? I'm really grateful for that. I'm really grateful I had to pay my own college tuition. I'm really grateful I only had $21 left almost exactly every single month in savings. Like, it was by the T. I knew which days I have to eat one slice of pizza and which day I have to eat one fish fillet sandwich from McDonald's. It was like budgeted out by the day to survive. You know, how much I can spend on the subway, how much I can spend on food, how much I can spend on this or that, or the tuition, how much I need to save. And sometimes I didn't save enough and I couldn't take 12 credits, I have to take 9 credits. You know? But you know what? It really, really helped me in life. That difficulty really helped me in life. I'm really grateful that I was in that situation. I'm very grateful for that. I see that young people nowadays are not in that situation. Everything is taken care of. Everything is taken care of. And they never face the reality of having to stand on their own feet. The thought doesn't even cross their mind. So when their dad says, go clean out the backyard, they go, don't we have lawnmowers for that or something? Can I just spend my allowance and go get some guys from Home Depot to do it? You don't have any work ethic. Then you can't talk about marriage. Then you should not be talking about marriage. Because marriage is about running a household on your own. It's not just about, man, I'm going to marry this beautiful girl. And it's going to be halal too. There's a lot more to marriage. Okay? So that was my rant to young guys. Sorry.